感谢主，我们今天是灵恩会聚会的第一天。
We thank the Lord. Today is the first day of our convocation.
我们求耶稣将应许在圣经多多的福气来赏赐给我们每一位。
May the Lord grant to each one of us the blessings He has promised us in the Bible.
早晨小弟要用我们前面所写这个题目效法基督的谦卑，跟大家一起来学习。
This morning the topic for our learning is.For our study is imitate Christ's humility.
有一所大学，他对他的学生说，这个谦卑啊，是古代的东西，我们现代人啊，不需要了。
In a particular university, there's a saying that humility is something of the past. We don't need it anymore.
所以在他们的这个大学教育里面呢，他就训练这个学生呢，要充满自信啊，要勇于发表。
So in this particular university, the teachers teach the students to be bold and assertive.
因为如果继续谦卑的话呢，那就代表呢你是没有竞争能力的。
Because if you are too humble, they say, then you will not be able to compete.
在今天竞争非常激烈的这样的一个时代里面呢，再继续谦卑的话会被时代给淘汰掉了。
And if you are humble in this time and age, become an outcast.
那么很多人也会这样主张。
And there are many people who think this way.
今天是一个自我广告、自我推销的时代。
Today you have to promote yourself.
如果你不广告自己、不推销自己呢，就没有人认识你了。
Because if you don't promote or publicize yourself, then people won't know about you.
所以你要争取每一次发表的机会。
So you need to take every chance to promote yourself.
你要说出自己的主张。
You have to assert your own opinion.
你要活出自我。
You have to live out your own self.
要为自己活，不要为别人活。
Live for yourself, don't live for other people.
这些听起来好像冠冕堂皇啊，似乎是有道理。
These seems to be very, very correct and true.
今天你要出头天的话，你就要站在别人的肩膀上。
They say if youwant to be above everyone else, then you have to step over other people.
爱拼才会赢，不拼不会赢。
Unless you compete with people, you won't come out as a champion.
所以你要积极，要奋发，要争取。
Therefore, you need to be assertive, you need to be competitive.
因为谦卑是软弱，是退化。
Because humility is something of the past.
你要自我，要刚强。
You need to be strong, and you need to show yourself.
好像希特勒在演讲的那个口气一样。
It sounds like a Hitler speech.
那么我们基督徒啊，应当要来从圣经看这个谦卑。
But we as Christians need to understand what humility is from the Bible.
今天有很多啊，这个社会上的言论啊，听起来是有道理，其实呢是跟圣经是不合的。
Today there are many teachings in this world that seem to be right, but are actually contradictory to the Bible.
保罗说。你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Paul teaches us, imitate me as I imitate Jesus Christ.
主耶稣凡事跟我们留下榜样。
In everything, our Lord Jesus Christ has set us an example.
所以我们要来探讨这个谦卑呢，最好的方式就是我们看看主耶稣，他对谦卑的表现是怎么样。
So the best way to understand what humility is to look at Jesus' examples of humility.
那么真的是谦卑是软弱退化吗？
Is humility really something of the past? Is it really a sign of weakness?
我们必须要再给他打一个问号。
We must raise this question again.
然后我们再看圣经怎么告诉我们。
And we'll see what the Bible says to us about this.
我们要谈论之前呢，有四个观念呢，我们必须要把它做一个这个澄清。
There are four important concepts we must first make get straight.
这就是对谦卑的认识。
The first is the understanding of humility.
所以我们要从这四方面来探讨。
And we will look at this topic from four different aspects.
第一个呢，有很多人说谦卑它只是一个美德。
Many people think that humility is a virtue.
这个因为文化跟风俗的背景不一样啊，所以这个不是绝对性的这个美德。 那么东西方有不同的这个对美德的看法跟他们的主张。
And they think that in the Western culture versus the Eastern culture, people have different views about humility.
所以这个美德啊，是因为啊，这个民族啊，或是区域风俗不同呢，有认定不同，所以它不是绝对性的。
So people think that humility is something relative based on what culture or place you're in.
这是可有可无的东西啊。
So humility is something you can do without.
如果是从这个社会哈。或是这个传统的层面来看的话，好像是这样，没有错。
If you just look at humility from the perspective, from a sociological perspective, this may seem logical.
可是基督徒啊，他有一个属灵的国籍。
But as Christians, we have a spiritual citizenship.
可能我们的国籍就是美国，但是我们在一个属灵的国籍是天国。
In this world, you may be a U.S. citizen.But spiritually speaking, you are a heavenly citizen.
那么天国的人是什么呢？
And what are the people, what are the citizens of heaven?
在他本质上应当要有什么表现呢？
How should they live as heavenly citizens?
当然包含了很多啊。
Of course, there are many aspects to this.
但是其中谦卑是不可少的。
But humility is definitely one of them.
我们要看几个经节。
Let's read some passages.
请看哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章
Colossians chapter 3
哥罗西书三章十二节
Chapter 3 verse 12
哥罗西书三章十二节
Colossians chapter 3 verse 12
所以你们既是神的选民圣洁蒙爱的人就要存怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心好那这里呢是提到说我们是神的选民
We are the elect of God
我们也是蒙神所爱的人。
We are beloved.
那么呢，应当要有一些追求。
Therefore, we need to work towards these goals.
那其中就提到了这个谦卑。
And one of them is humility.
所以啊，我们今天要成为神的选民呢，应当要来追求谦卑这个美德。
As citizens of the heavenly kingdom, we need to seek humility.
我们不要把这个人所谓的谦卑的美德，把它提升变成是一种属灵的生命。
We need to not only look at humility as a human virtue, but also as a spiritual life.
如果只是人间认为的美德呢，真的是选择性的啦。
If we just look at it as a human virtue, then yes, you can do without it.
可是如果它是成为我们今天神的选民呢，要具备的一种属灵的品格的话，那就不可以拒绝了。
But if this is part of the characteristics of a heavenly citizen, then we cannot do without it.
那主耶稣对于这个谦卑呢，讲得更透彻哦。
Our Lord Jesus Christ gave an even clearer explanation about humility.
我们看马太福音第十八章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章，我们从第一节来看。
Chapter 18, verse 1.
马太福音十八章第一节。
Matthew 18, verse 1.
当时门徒进来问主耶稣说在天国里谁是最大的第二节
Verse 2
耶稣便叫一个小孩来使他站在他们中间第三节
Verse 3
说我实在告诉你们你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式断不得进天国第四节
Verse 4
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的他在天国里就是最大的以上门徒问主耶稣一个问题
The disciples asked Jesus a question
他们顾念的是在天国里面谁是最大的。
They were wondering who would be the greatest in the heavenly kingdom.
他们常常这样。
This is what they were all the time.
他们往这个耶路撒冷的路程，最后一次主耶稣要进入耶路撒冷路程当中，他们也是在那边呢，争着谁能够伟大。
Even on this final journey to Jerusalem, the disciples were arguing who would be the greatest.
他们跟从主耶稣，还在惦记着、数算着。我在天国里面呢、我可不可以成为一个大的人
？While they were following Jesus, they were still thinking about being great in God's kingdom.
这个时候主耶稣心里很多的感触。
So Jesus was rather saddened by this.
他就叫一个小孩子过来。
So he called a little child.
让他站在这众人的当中。
And asked him to stand among everybody.
主耶稣就告诉他们。
And Jesus told them.
如果你们不回转像这个小孩子这样谦卑的话呢，就断不得进天国。
Unless you're converted and become as a little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣不是告诉他们说，主耶稣没有先回答他们的问题谁为大，而是先告诉他们说要怎么样进天国。
Jesus didn't tell them who would be the greatest in the heavenly kingdom. Rather, he told them how to enter the heavenly kingdom.
他们想说我已经可以进天国了，我看争取啊，看看谁能够伟大的。
They assumed that they would enter the heavenly kingdom, and they just wanted to know who of them would be the greatest.
但是主耶稣先把这个问题拉回到基本面来。
But the Lord Jesus brought the question to an even more basic level.
什么样态度的人呢？他才可以慢慢的追求，以至于到达天国呢？就是谦卑。
Who are those who can actually enter the kingdom of heaven? They are those who are humble.
也就是提醒这些门徒，你们这样的想说，你们已设定自己已经可以进天国，然后再比看谁为大的，这个是很危险的这个观念。
Jesus warned them the danger of assuming that they are already in the kingdom of heaven and they still want to strive to be the greatest.
第四节就做了一个结论。
And verse 4 makes a conclusion.
啊，自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以一个人如果他内心谦卑的话，他会以为自己不足的。
So if a person is humble, he would think that he is inadequate.
他是软弱，他是污秽的。
He would think that he is weak and filthy.
他是缺陷不完全的。
That he is insufficient.
然后他就会继续努力追求。
Therefore, he will work even harder.
他要报答主的恩典。
In order to repay the Lord's love.
他会看重灵修。
He would cultivate himself.
以至于呢，因为这种谦卑的态度，慢慢追求，到最后呢，他就能够仰望神来得到这个拯救。
And because of this humble attitude, he keeps growing spiritually until he is saved.
而且像这个小孩子这样能够谦卑去服侍人呢，他在天国里面的赏赐才是大的。
And only those who are like little children and who serve others humbly can be great in the heavenly kingdom.
所以从这个地方看起来，它不是一个区域性或是民族性的美德了。
Therefore, from a biblical standpoint, humility is not just a cultural practice or a virtue.
它是基督徒灵性的品德。
Rather, it is a required spiritual character of a heavenly citizen.
它是天国的人应该具备的条件。
The people of heaven ought to be humble.
这是天国人的特质。
It is a characteristic of the heavenly people.
那么主耶稣在第三节说，要回转变成小孩子的样式。
In verse 3, the Lord Jesus tells them to be converted and become as little children.
什么叫做回转？
What does it mean to be converted?
人在慢慢的成长过程当中呢，把他幼小时候的那种纯真谦卑呢，把它丢掉了。
As we grow older, we tend to lose the innocence that we once had as children.
所以孩子慢慢长大，我们就说，哦，你越来越成熟，越来越老练，哎呀，你长大变成了成人了。可是他却把小孩子时候的那个纯真跟谦卑给丢掉了。
We often commend a little child who has grown up and become mature, but at the same time, this little child has also lost his childhood innocence.
在台湾，很多父母看到他的孩子如果长不大的话，已经到了青春期了，长不大的话，他就会请教医生，哎，因为什么中药啊，抓几铁来啊，炖一炖啊，这个鸡汤啊，给孩子吃，看看能长得很快啊。
In Taiwan, it is very popular that parents would get worried if their adolescent children are not tall enough, and they will ask the doctors to prescribe medication to make them grow taller.
我记得差不多二三十年前呢，在台湾的那个电视有一则广告很有趣啊。
There was a TV commercial in Taiwan that I found rather interesting.
那个矮子才啊 ，AI 仔啊，去养那个猪啊，那个猪啊不肥啊，他就说怎么办啊，这个猪不肥啊，结果就有广告说你要用欧柔肥来养这个猪啊，才会快速的长大起来啊。好
，In the TV commercial for about food for pigs, the owner of the pigs was worried that the pigs don't grow. So the answer to the problem was to buy a certain kind of food for pigs.
我们都希望我们的孩子长得很快。
And we all like our children to grow up fast.
像猪一样长那么快。
Maybe as fast as the pigs.
可是在这个当中可能他丢掉了很多宝贵的东西。
But in the process of growing up, children may lose many precious things.
所以主耶稣说要回转，回转。
Therefore, Jesus told them to be converted.
你在谦卑的这一条路上呢，已经走错路了，要赶快回过来，回过头来。
We may have gone down the path contrary to humility, so we need to come back.
所以它不单只是一个美德。
Therefore, humility is not just a human virtue.
那第二个观念。
The second concept I'd like to share with you.
有人会说，这个谦卑啊，谦卑是角度问题的。
Some people may say humility is all subjective. It all depends on how you look at it.
但是个人观念不同啊。
Different people, define humility differently.
这个个人的这个特质不同啊。
And different people have different personalities.
但是观念啊，观念问题。
So it's really how you look at it.
好像说我从这边看的花，跟你们从前面看花，那个摆的位置就相对位置就不一样啊。
For example, we may be both looking at the same flowers, but from the angle where I look at the flowers, I see a different side of the flowers.
那是你采取什么角度，你去看的时候，就会产生不同的结果嘛。
So when you look at things from a different angle, obviously, you will see different things.
所以不要坚持说基督徒一定要有谦卑嘛。
So they say we should not insist that every person needs to be humble.
有一些人适合谦卑，有一些人不适合谦卑嘛。
Some people are more suitable to be humble, others are not suitable.
他有谦卑的条件，他就谦卑嘛。像我恩赐这么大，你叫我如何谦卑呢？我没有谦卑的条件，所以我不需要谦卑嘛。
Some people have the precondition to be humble, but for somebody like me, I'm so talented, I cannot possibly be humble.
有些人会这样讲哦。
That's what some people say.
啊，弟兄啊，我看你很适合谦卑，因为你什么恩赐都没有，你比较适合谦卑，我勉励你，你要谦卑。
They would say to a brother, I see that you don't have a lot of talents and gifts, so you are very suitable to be humble.
那你呢？
What about you?
我不需要谦卑，因为主耶稣给我这么多的恩赐啊，我不能谦卑，我谦卑的话就辜负主耶稣的恩典啊。
I have received so many talents and gifts from the Lord, I can't be humble. If I do become humble, then I'm doing a disservice to the Lord.
是这样吗？
Is that really true?
不对。
It's wrong.
这个谦卑不是观念问题。
Humility is not something subjective.
也不是你站的角度看的会产生不同结果这个问题，不是这样的。
It's not something where you define it differently, depending on the angle.
谦卑是信仰的认知。
But humility is rather a knowledge that comes from faith.
谦卑是信仰。
Humility is part of our faith.
不是观念。
It is not just a concept.
如果观念的话，你有我没有没关系。
You may, we may have different concepts about different things.
它是成为我们基督徒信仰的概念的。
But humility is not that. It is part of our faith.
非常基本的信仰的概念。
It is part of the knowledge that comes from our faith.
我们认识神这么伟大。
We know how great God is.
他是无所不能的。
He is almighty.
无所不知，无所不在。
He is omniscient and he is omnipresent.
比对我们自己啊，自己觉得很卑微。
So when we compare ourselves to God, we see how tiny we are.
所以我们就因为这样来敬畏神。
And because of that, we fear God.
所以我们今天敬畏神，因为他是这么伟大，我们应该要谦卑才对。
We fear God and we humble ourselves before God because God is so great.
如果有人不谦卑的话呢，啊，不敬畏神的话呢，那就等于是他要自抬身价，跟神同等的高了。
If a person does not humble himself, he is considering himself equal with God.
有恩赐的跟没有恩赐的比，可能他认为说我不需要谦卑。
If a person has a lot of gifts and talents, he may think that he should not be humble.
但是我们应当看到天上的神啊。
But we should all turn our eyes to God.
在我们说话，在我们做事的当中，我们都要有神的概念啊。所以这是一个信仰啊。
Because whatever we do in our lives as Christians, we need to think from God's perspective. That is faith.
所以弥迦书六章啊第八节才是这样告诉我们。
In Micah chapter 6 verse 8, the Lord tells us,
神已经指示我们什么是善的。
The Lord has shown us what is good.
他向我们所要的是什么呢？
What does the Lord require of us?
就是要行公义。
To walk justly.
啊，要怜悯。
To love mercy.
然后呢，存谦卑的心与我们的神同行。
And to walk humbly with our God.
与神同行就是信仰。
Walking with God is our journey of faith.
我们要跟神同行，我们要进行我们的信仰，就应该要谦卑。
In order to practice our faith in the right manner, we need to do so humbly.
第三个问题。
The third question.
有人会说，这个谦卑啊，是一种感觉啦。
Some people say humility is just really a feeling.
你放在心里嘛。
You have this feeling in your heart.
然后你做一些动作嘛。
And you do something.
啊，这就是谦卑啦。
And that is what humility is.
啊，这个谦卑哦，它只是一种感觉啦。
Humility is just a feeling.
啊，其实不是这样。
But that's not true.
谦卑要成为一种态度。
Humility should be an attitude.
要成为一种行动。
It should be put into action.
啊，不是只有我认为怎么样，我感觉怎么样。
It is not just something you feel.
啊，好比说，我要举一个例子来说明。
Let me give you an illustration.
有很多人呐，很多宗教啊，他们说要修心养性。
In many religions, the concept of cultivation, self-cultivation is very important.
哦，所以他刻苦己身啊。
So people who practice these religions, discipline themselves.
啊，可能他也闭门啊，这个深造。
And some of them hide behind doors in order to isolate themselves from the world.
像我这样修心养性的人呢，这个我很多美德。
And that they believe that that's how they can build up a lot of virtues.
我特别啊，我今年呢很看重这个修行啊，这个谦卑的这个美德。
So they may say, this year, I will put my emphasis and focus on being humble.
啊，所以我感觉到我今年好像比去年更谦卑了。
So this year, I feel more humble than last year.
啊，去年我的谦卑呢，啊，从地上呢上来呢，直到膝盖。我今年的谦卑已经来到肚脐了。
Last year, my humility was only knee high. This year, my humility is as high as my belly.
啊，所以我感觉到我今年特别谦卑了。
So today, this year, I feel much more humble.
那如果我继续修行的话呢，我明年的谦卑呢就到我的胸部了。
So if I continue to build up my humility, next year my humility will be as high as my chest.
啊，一想到自己越来越谦卑啊，就很高兴了。
So they get very complacent when they think about how much more humble they've become.
这样有谦卑吗？
Is that really humility?
这个越来越不谦卑啊。
They are losing humility all the more.
因为他会以他的谦卑做夸口。
Because they are beginning to boast about their humility.
所以这个谦卑不是感觉。
So humility should not be just a feeling.
这个谦卑也不是你可以修心养性去感觉出来的。
And this is not something you can feel after you cultivate yourself for a long time.
它是不管什么时候都是一种态度。
Rather, humility is an attitude that is timeless.
它存着这一种的概念呢，去行事，去说话，去与人呢，啊，这个来互动。
Humility should be an attitude that we carry with us in our daily speech and action.
啊，所以有一些人会这样讲。
Some people may say,
啊，教会里面呢，谦卑的人不多呢。我看我就是比较谦卑的。
I don't see a lot of humble people in church. I'm probably only one of the few.
看我聚会完的时候，我都不跟人家讲话。
Look at me. After church service, I don't talk to anybody.
不像某一些人哦，他很聒噪呢，一聚会完就一直开口一直讲话。
Unlike
很不谦卑啊。
Unlike a lot of people, after church they just start babbling out loud. They are so proud of themselves.
很爱管闲事呢。
They like to meddle with people's business.
地上脏他也拿扫把来扫，这关他什么事啊？
They just take the broom and sweep the floor on their own without being assigned. They are
什么工作都要做。
It's none of their business. They want to do everything.
不谦卑啊。
They are not humble.
要像我。
They should be like me.
我安静的来，安静的离开。
I come quietly and I leave quietly.
我也不多说话，也不多管闲事。啊，你看像我这样最谦卑了。
I don't say anything and I don't meddle with other people's business. I'm the most humble.
啊，所以谦卑应当是不要说太多话，不要做太多事情。像很多人做很多事情，可是很不谦卑的。
So they think of humility as not doing anything or not saying anything, unlike those who do so much in the church.
这样对吗？
Is that a correct concept?
妈妈叫孩子来，你去买一包盐。
Take for example, a mother asks her little child to go and get some salt.
啊，不买。
And he refuses.
叫他做什么事情他都不做。
Whatever she asks him to do, he refuses.
他妈妈会说，哎呀，我生了一个宝贝孩子，你实在太好，你是很谦卑呢。我叫你做什么事情你都很客气，你不敢做呢，你很谦卑呢。妈妈会这样跟他讲吗？
But the mother say to the child, you're so humble, I have such a good son, you don't do anything I ask you.
这个不是谦卑啊，这是懒惰。
That's not humility, that's laziness.
很多人把懒惰当成谦卑啊，这个是才是大错特错。
Many people interpret laziness as humility. What a great mistake!
所以我们可以知道说，说很多话的人就是不谦卑吗？
So can we really say that those who talk much are not humble?
做很多事情的人就是不谦卑吗
？Or those people who do much are not humble?
那么不说话的人就很谦卑吗
？Or on the other hand, are those who don't talk really humble?
来到教会什么事情都不做的人就是很谦卑吗
？Are those who don't do anything when they come to church humble?
我想谦卑的定义应该不是这样。
This shouldn't be the way we define humility.
那么婴儿不会说话，他当然是最谦卑的吗？
Then that means babies who can't talk or do anything are the most humble.
它是一种态度。
Rather, humility is really an attitude.
它应该变成一种行动。
And it should be turned into action.
那么我们再讲第四点。
The fourth concept.
有些人认为谦卑啊是一种吃亏啦，是软弱啦。
Some people think of humility as a sign of weakness and they will be taken advantage of.
啊，这个吃你如果继续谦卑的话呢，你就是没有办法跟人家竞争。
They say if you are too humble, you won't be able to compete with people.
那其实不是这样。
But that is not true.
哦，我们看彼得前书第五章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书五章第五节。
Chapter 5 verse 5.
这里在下半句哈，他有提到说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
In the second half of the verse, it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
第六节说，你们要谦卑，伏在神大能的手下，时候到了，他必使你们升高。
Verse 6, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
一个谦卑的人啊，他会自以为能力不足。
A person who is humble will realize that he is inadequate.
他会向神祷告
，and he would pray to the Lord.
他的态度是正确的
，he comes to God with a right attitude.
他尊神伟大
，he exalts God.
所以神喜悦他
，therefore God is pleased with him.
就使他所做的能得到顺利了
，and whatever he does will be under the Lord's blessed guidance.
谦卑的人呢，他是靠着神赐给他恩典呢，来成就一些事情。
A humble person would trust in the grace of God in order to accomplish things.
时候到了，神就使他升高。
When in due time, God will exalt such a person.
所以他是得到神的恩典。
Therefore, he is under God's grace.
得到神的帮助。
He is under God's guidance.
那骄傲的人呢？
But for the proud,
神不但不帮助他，神还阻挡他。
Not only does God not help him, God actually opposes him.
所以骄傲的人啊，就是神会与他作对，就对。
God resists or opposes the proud.
他做什么事情，神就与他作对。
Whatever he wants to do, God will do just the opposite.
这样是刚强吗
？So does that really make him strong?
我们从圣经这一节的了解，刚好跟他们所一般人啊所认为的刚好是相反的。
So our understanding from the scriptures is really different from popular thinking.
所以不谦卑的人呢，是靠自己，而且神与他作对。
Those who are not humble trust in themselves.But God is actually opposing them.
那么谦卑的人，神帮助他。
On the other hand, God helps the humble.
成功最重要的这个要件呢，就是得到神的帮助。
The true key to success is God's help.
因此我们对于这个谦卑应该有这四方面的这个认识。
So I've just mentioned four important concepts about humility.
那这样我们应当可以啊，更正确的来了解什么是谦卑了。
Hopefully that gives us a better understanding of what humility is.
那么现在我们要进一步来谈。
Now let's go a step further.
主耶稣他如何来表现出他的谦卑来
？How did Jesus demonstrate his humility?
就是说我们如何来效法主耶稣的谦卑呢
？In other words, how can we imitate Jesus' humility?
我们首先请看腓立比书第二章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
我们第一点要讲的是谦卑跟服侍谦卑要服侍谦卑要服侍
The first point I'd like to share with you is that humility involves serving
第二章
Let's read chapter 2
我们看二章的第六节
Chapter 2 verse 6
二章第六节
Chapter 2 verse 6
我们基督耶稣他本有神的形象
Our Lord Jesus Christ was in the form of God
他不以自己与神同等为抢夺的。
But he did not consider robbery to be equal with God.
第七节
Verse 7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant.
成为人的样式。
And coming in the likeness of men.
这段圣经是保罗他在勉励腓立比教会的信徒要同心合意。
In this passage, Paul encouraged the Philippians to be of one mind and one heart.
那么要同心合意呢，就是要以基督耶稣的心为心。
And to do that, they need to first have the heart of Jesus Christ.
不能同心啊，就是大家都以自己为中心。
When the congregation cannot be united, it means every individual is self-centered.
那保罗说，不要以谁为心为中心，以主耶稣基督的心为心。
Paul asked them not to have the heart of any individual, but rather to have the heart of Christ.
那底下就是在解释说，主耶稣的心是什么心。
And then he explained what is the heart of Jesus Christ.
这就是一种谦卑服侍的心呢。
It is a heart of humility and a heart of serving.
从神性来看，他是天上的神。
He was the from a standpoint of divinity, he was the God in heaven.
但是他谦卑来到世上，成为人的样式。
But he humbled himself and took the form of man.
而且是取了奴仆的形象。
And he came in the form of a bondservant.
这是主耶稣基督啊，他最大的谦卑了。
This is Jesus' greatest humility.
不再有像这样更谦卑的。
You cannot find any better example of humility.
天上的神成为人。
The God in heaven became man.
他甘愿成为人。
He willingly became man.
他不伸张自己的权利。
He did not exercise his authority.
他不提升自己的位置。
He did not elevate his position.
他反而从天上降到地上来。
But rather, he came down from heaven.
他是何等的谦卑啊。
How humble was our Lord Jesus.
他是灵体的神。
He was the spirit of God.
他是成为肉体的人。
But now he became a fleshly human being.
而且成为众人的仆人。
And also moreover, he became a servant to all.
不是受人服侍，要服侍人。
He did not come to be served, but to serve.
他在天上是无所不在的。
In heaven, he was everywhere.
可是他缩小自己。
But he reduced himself.
缩小变成一个婴孩，住到了玛利亚的肚子里面。你看，我们的主耶稣基督多谦卑。
Down to the size of a fetus and in Mary's womb. So how humble was our Lord Jesus?
所以我们真正如果有这种信仰的话，我们骄傲不起来的，我们不能骄傲的。
So if we truly claim to have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we have no room to be proud.
认识主耶稣，他的谦卑是这么伟大的。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ's humility is so wonderful and great.
我们根本没有骄傲的可能嘛。
So there is no reason that we can be proud.
所以我们说这是一种信仰。
That's why I say humility is part of our faith.
他取了奴仆的形象。
Our Lord Jesus Christ took the form of a bondservant.
要服侍人。
He came to serve.
这是非常伟大的精神。
This is indeed a very great and admirable attitude.
在希伯来书里面呢，就提到这个道理。
And Hebrews expounds on this teaching.
我们来看希伯来书第十章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章，我们要看这个第五节。
Chapter 10 verse 5。
希伯来书十章五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5。
基督到世上来的时候就说：“神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备的身体。”第六节。
Verse 6。
燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。第七节。
7。
那时我说：“神啊，我来了。”要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。那第八节
，verse 8，
以上说祭物和礼物、燔祭和赎罪祭是你不愿意的，也是你不喜欢的。好，我们读到这里哈。其实这一段话呢，他是在谈到主耶稣基督啊，他到世上来呢，成为奴仆的形象。
In this passage, it describes.Our Lord Jesus Christ came in the form of a servant.
也就是说呢，神真正喜欢的不是羊牛成为祭物。
What God desired was not just a sacrifice, an offering of animals.
那么神真正要的呢，就是耶稣基督成为赎罪的羔羊，所以就预备了主耶稣基督的身体，成为奴仆来服侍众人。为众人钉在十字架上。
What God wanted was the redeeming lamb. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ was sent here to die for us on the cross.
那么在第五节到第七节啊，这里用引号引起来的啊，这个是引用了这个诗篇四十篇里面的话。
Verses 5 to 7 are actually a quotation from Psalm 47. Psalm 40.
我们翻过来看它，那你可以对照一下希伯来书跟诗篇四十篇呢、啊，这边写的到底有没有什么不同？我们要从那个章中看出不同的地方来。
Let's now compare, do a comparison between Hebrews chapter 10 verses 5 to 7 with Psalm 40.
第六节，诗篇四十篇第六节。
Psalm 40 verse 6.
诗篇四十篇第六节呢，就是希伯来书十章的第五节。
Psalm 40 verse 6, this is the passage that Hebrews quotes.
十章五节。
In chapter Hebrews 10 verse 5.
那么差别在什么地方呢？
What is the difference here?
在诗篇四十篇的第六节啊，这里说你已经开通我的耳朵。
In Psalm 40 verse 6, it says, my ears you have opened.
那这句话来到希伯来书十章第五节呢，就变成你曾给我预备的身体。
But in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5, it says, but the body you have prepared for me.
好，那么诗篇四十篇第六节，你已经开通我的耳朵呢，这就是预备主耶稣基督的身体成为奴仆的意思。
Psalm 40 verse 6, the expression my ears you have opened means that Jesus Christ will become a servant.
所以当希伯来书十章五节他在把这句话引用来的时候，他就直接说了你曾给我预备的身体。
So when the author of Hebrews quotes Psalm 40, he just puts it very plainly, but the body you have prepared for me.
那现在问题是说，为什么开通耳朵就是预备成为一个仆人的身体呢？为什么是这样相等呢？
But the question is, why use the expression my ears you have opened to describe a servant?
我们可以看出埃及记二十一章呢，就可以得到答案了。
We can find the answer in Exodus chapter 11.
出埃及记二十一章。
I'm sorry, chapter 21.Exodus chapter 21.
出埃及记二十一章第一节开始呢，他这里提到一个奴仆的条例。
Starting from verse 1, Moses prescribed the treatment of servants.
第二节。
Verse 2.
如果你的同胞因为贫穷要卖身为奴他服侍你六年，第七年你要让他自由的出去。
If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh year, he shall go out free and pay nothing.
这证明神对人权的尊重。
God respected human rights.
也是神的怜悯跟慈爱。
And this shows God's mercy and love.
那第三节说，如果他是孤单一个人来，那么就可以让他孤单离开。
In verse 3, if he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself.
如果他有妻子，他的妻子就可以跟他一起出去。
If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him.
那如果妻子是主人给他的，也生了这个儿女了。
And if his master has given him a wife, and they have she had given birth to sons and daughters.
那么当他要出去的时候呢，这些妻儿呢可以留下来。
Then the wife and the children shall be the master's.
也就是说，最晚到第七年要让他得到自由了。
In basically by the seventh year, the servant must be freed.
不然的话呢，这样是要吃罪的。
Otherwise, it will be an offense to God.
但是第五节呢，它有一个特例。
But verse 5 gives an exception.
他说，如果这个奴仆说，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，我不要自由出去，我不要自由，我要留下来。
If the servant says, I love my master and chooses to stay.
哇，这种精神非常伟大。
This is a very commendable attitude.
大家都要自由啊。
Who doesn't want to be free?
但是你现在可以自由，你不要自由，还要留下来。
But the servant, when he is given freedom, chooses to stay.
为什么？
Why did he do that?
我爱我的主人。
Because he loved his master.
我的主人对我这么好，我爱他。
He loved his master because the master had treated him so well.
所以我要用我的自由来换取我继续服侍他。
So he was willing to give up his freedom to repay the master.
然后呢，这个主人他要有个证据，不然的话你这个私自把这个奴仆给留下来，你要吃罪了，所以他必须要有证据怎么办呢？
The master needed to have an evidence that it was the servant's own choice to stay.
第六节说的。
Verse 6.
那要有两个证明。
There should be two evidence.
一个证明就是把他带到审判官那里，公开的证明。哎，你自己讲，是你要留下来，不是我要强迫你的啊。公开证明。
The first evidence, the master shall bring him to the judges, so that everyone would know that he, the servant, wanted to stay.
那第二个证明呢，就是把他带回来，回到家里来。
And the second evidence, is that the master must bring the servant back home.
你要服侍这家里，好，在门口那个地方呢，门框门楣上呢，好，就依着耳朵呢，就靠着那个木板呢，主人就用尖锥子。把他的耳朵就穿个洞，钉到那个门框里头去了。
He would bring the servant to the door, to the doorpost of his house, and he would drive an awl through his ears, and pierce his ear.
表示他永远属于这个家庭的人。
And that would become a sign that he had become part of the household.
他耳朵被开了一个洞。
So if in that sense, his ear was opened.
会不会痛
？Would it be very painful？
我问我传道娘说：“哎，你们这个女生喜欢穿耳洞，会不会痛啊
？”I asked my wife once, "You like to pierce? Women like to pierce their ears. Does it really hurt？" 啊，
我来这里啊，看到很多男生哦，穿耳洞有大的有小的哦，两边啊，带两三个，叮叮咚咚哦，看。那个都不会痛吗？我不知道。
When I came to the U.S., I even saw a lot of men piercing their ears and with earrings all over their ears, and I'm not sure whether it's really painful.
哎，等一下再问问我们的姐妹，看看穿耳洞会不会痛。
Maybe after the service, I can ask more sisters here whether it hurts.
哎，我问一些人，他说穿耳洞好像在打针，但是因为那个孔很小。好像在打针一样。
Some people tell me when their ears are pierced, it's just like being poked with a needle. It's a very small hole, so it doesn't hurt that much.
但是这个耳朵啊，穿一个洞，把它钉到这个木头上去，钉过去的，穿个洞，那是很痛的。
But I believe when the ear is pierced on the doorpost, it must be very painful.
很痛。
Must be very painful.
要忍耐。
Must require a lot of endurance.
因为我爱我的主人。
And he was willing to do it because he loved his master.
爱使我忍受这个痛。
Because of his love, he was willing to go through the pain.
像主耶稣被钉在十字架上一样。
This is just like how Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross.
为了爱的服侍。
Because of his love and because of his service.
舍弃了他的权利，他放弃了他的自由。
He let go of his freedom.
被穿个洞，痛，很痛。
It was just as if his ears were opened with an awl, and it was very painful.
但是内心很满足。
But at the same time, his heart was satisfied.
因为他可以长长久久地服侍他的主人了。
Because the servant would continue to serve the master happily.
爱的愿望可以成就了。
Yeah, what he desires and what he loves is now
成全了。
Is now a dream come true.
爱的成全。会胜过那个一时的痛。
The fulfillment of his love surpasses the pain.
再来，痛是一时的，但是他现在带着这个记号到处去走的时候，人家就看到啊，就是这个了，这个是奴仆，永远做奴仆，因为他耳朵有一个洞，永远做奴仆，大家会指指点点的。
After his ears have been pierced, wherever he goes, people will point their fingers at him and say, "This is so and so's servant."
可以自由，他不要自由啊！这个人真的很笨呐、啊，傻。
People probably laughed at him. He had the choice to be free, but he chose to stay with his master. What a stupid person!
他带着一个奴仆的记号在他身上。
He would carry with him the sign of a servant all the time.
不管到什么地方去，人家都说他是奴仆，那是奴仆。
Wherever he went, people would identify him as a servant.
他不能够改变他的身份。
He would never be able to change his identity.
为什么
？Why?
我爱我的主人。
He did so because he loved his master.
爱的服侍。
He served with love.
这是一个羞辱的记号。
And he carried with him a sign of shame.
但是爱使这个羞辱变成荣耀。
But because of love, shame became glory.
这是一种受苦的记号。
He carried with him a sign of suffering.
但是爱使它变成喜乐。
But because of love, pain became joy.
我只要能够在我主人的身边来服侍他，我就心满意足了。
He would be happy all the time if he could serve his master.
我永远照着我主人的旨意来行。
And he would do whatever the master told him and willed.
所以当我们把这些经文串起来的时候，我们就发现说，我们的主耶稣基督就像这样的条例呢来做仆人的。
So when we compare all these passages we've read, we realize that this is how Jesus was. He was a servant.
他就是这样谦卑的。
This was how humble he was.
那这样我们想一想呢，我们真的会很惭愧。
And when we think about ourselves, in comparison, we will really become ashamed.
因为我们实在是离主耶稣太远了。
We are so far from our Lord Jesus.
在爱里面是完成的。
In love, there is perfection.
是没有失败的。
There is no failure.
也没有失望的。
And there is no disappointment.
只有成全。
In love, everything is perfect.
爱里面没有害怕。
In love, there is no fear.
在爱里面呢，它是平安的。
And in love, there is peace.
在爱里面是没有痛苦的。
In love, there is no pain.
是喜乐的。
There is but only joy.
因为他的爱已经完成了。
Because love has been perfected.
所以他会把这个羞辱、痛苦呢，把它转化，变成荣耀、喜乐。
So a person in love is able to change shame and pain into glory and joy.
我们今天要来效法主耶稣。
So today, let us imitate Jesus Christ.
他是这样来服侍我们。
This is how he served us.
所以什么话都不要讲太多。
So let's not talk too much.
就是行动。
Let's put it into action.
就是行动。
Let's put it into action.
爱就是服侍。
Love is serving.
我们看到教会很多人在服侍。
We see many brothers and sisters serve in the church.
非常谦卑。
They are very humble.
过去曾经有一些人，他们家里啊有请了佣人。
In the older days, some people hired servants in their house.
她是贵夫人呢。
And so those who were affluent would be able to afford that.
是教会安排她炊事的工作，她来的时候就把这个袖子捡起来，她也跟人家那切菜、洗菜，在那边煮菜。
So even though at home they don't have to do the chores, they leave it to the servants. But when they come to church, they roll up their sleeves, and go into the kitchen and wash dishes with everyone else.
我们说啊，他精神很伟大。
So we are very moved by such kind of attitude.
但是他说不够了，我跟主耶稣怎么比呀？
And they would still say, I'm not doing enough. How can I compare with the Lord?
好，他说他不能够跟主耶稣比。
They say they cannot compare with the Lord.
但是很多人并没有像他这样服侍主啊。
But a lot of people don't serve with such humility.
所以我们永远都要来追求在这服侍上呢更多的长进才对。
So all of us need to work even harder to grow in terms of humility.
那么我们第一节课就先讲到这个地方。
We'll conclude our first session now.